Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up at 1 o'clock, kiss the baby as we enter week 8 in the NFL. It's going to get a little tougher to start knocking out some of these playoff teams as we try to create the perfect playoff field. Of course, Hugh Douglas has the Chiefs out in his playoff field. That's going to be a tough one.
Y'all still talking about that? I moved on from that.
Yeah, but that's
no.
Just,
we didn't.
You took the L already.
I didn't take no L. It's a guy. We got a lot of time.
Not a time. Have you seen them run into four?
Oh yeah, they look back.
They only let the Raiders run 30 plays on Sunday. They're a problem right now. All right, we'll get to that coming up at 1 o'clock. NFL trade deadline is 2 weeks away. Some thoughts on that, including a big rumor already out there coming up as well. But the big news this morning was the return of Brandon Graham. And he, as we knew this was coming since really Sunday during the pregame show. We got the word, the insiders saying it might happen, and then yesterday it felt like it was going to happen. Well, it is official now. Brandon Graham is back. He has re-signed with the Philadelphia Eagles. He could be on the field as early maybe as Sunday against the New York Giants. And this changes my view on the team. Not because I think he is something like outrageous to add to the team, but it's a big depth piece. They need depth at edge rush. I think it could change the equation on what they go get at the trade deadline, put the resource in a corner instead of maybe edge rusher and corner, having two needs, having one is way better. I think we're underrating a little bit the player he still is based on last year. He was still a good edge rusher. And I think the leadership void has been big on the defensive side. They've had a lot of penalties. They are super young. Like, there's just no veteran presence on that defense other than Zach Bond, who isn't even that old himself. I think they're missing. Last year, they had Brandon Graham. They had Darius Leigh. They're missing that. This changes the equation for me on the 2025 Eagles. Hugh Douglas, does BG coming back change things for you?
I got to wait and see.
There he is.
I'm just saying, you got to wait and see what he does. Yep. I mean, what kind of impact he has. Zadarius Smith had a couple sacks when he was out there playing, Joe. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And I love BG, and this is nothing to do with me and him personally. Mm-hmm. It's just that, BG's had a little bit of time off. So we got to see, what he brings to the table come Sunday.
Well, and the quicker we see him out there, the quicker we'll get a chance to see that.
I'm pretty sure he's ready to go. He's going to be ready to go, and he's been working out and everything. So,
And I think he can make a difference. Again, it's all relative. There's difference-making players that are stars in the NFL. I'm not saying he's a star. He hasn't been there for a long time, but he can help and move this thing forward. Hugh Douglas in wait-and-see mode. I'm ready to say right now this changes things on the equation for this football team. Kyle, that's the crazy news is official. Your feeling?
Love Brandon Graham.
Here we go. It's like when the caller starts, Hugh, I loved you, but you got to drop that.
It shouldn't change a damn thing for anybody.
Mm.
He's a depth piece, and I love I'm very happy that he's here. Like, does he add an element of leadership to the locker room that we might have been missing on the defensive side? Yeah, but like, I'm not going into this trade deadline thinking, well, we're set on edge now. Like, just need a cornerback. Like, no, this defense still needs some work. I would look at the edge rusher position still probably before I look at corner. And Brandon Graham doesn't change that. I mean, I was more excited about getting Zadarius Smith here when he signed than I am right now about bringing Brandon Graham back, just because I'm looking for who can make the most impact on the field. Zadarius Smith had 9 sacks last season. Like, Brandon Graham, if he can get to 3 sacks this season, that's great.
Yeah, that would
But that doesn't move the needle.
See, yeah, I guess for me it moves the needle more than it does for you. But by the way, Aziz Ojulari, according to Vic Fangio at his press conference earlier today, it sounds like he's not going to play this week. So not only do they need Brandon Graham from the big picture, they might just need him on Sunday just to get through
the
game.
Depth, yeah, for some
Boy, we're getting thin. We are getting thin at that edge rush spot. Crazy. Nolan Smith's still out, obviously, another week on the IR. I saw Nolan posted something this morning, one more week. So obviously he thinks he's going to be able to get back here pretty quickly when the IR stint is over. But so who are edge rushers Sunday? If Aziz can't go, it's going to be
BG.
Jelix, BG. Uche.
Yeah. We're all set, though.
Hold on. 3 weeks from now, we might have a different view on Jihad Campbell. He may start making some hay at the edge. BG, I think, will be the player he was last year. Until I see something different, I'm going to assume that. And Nolan Smith is a big deal when he comes back. Like, Nolan Smith was their best edge rusher down the stretch to win a Super Bowl last year.
Does he have any sacks this year?
No, I don't think he does.
Oh, okay.
How many games did he play? Three?
You would think he'd be able, if he's our best edge rusher. I should put it this way. If that's our best edge rusher, a guy who can't get a sack in the three games that he's played so far this year, then we need more.
I tried to do this all offseason, and I was yelled at. I mean, you and I were yelled at different moments.
I know. I'm the one keeping the same energy here.
Yeah, well, but I have accepted that we're not getting the star edge rusher in the middle of the season.
Sure. I'm not giving up the fight.
Well, I know you're not. Well, I've accepted that. So I look at it as there's multiple holes on the team to fill. And we just filled one. Now, the other one, how he's got to go fill, is corner. Because there's no way they could go in a playoff game. What did he call Kiwi Ringo earlier? Kaylee?
Somebody in the YouTube chat called him Kiwi Ringo.
Kiwi Ringo. Yeah, there's just Ringo. No way you could go into a game against real receivers with Kiwi Ringo and Adoree Jackson.
It's got to change. I just wouldn't consider edge a hole that's filled. I would consider it, like, patched.
All right, patched, filled. I feel better today than I did yesterday. Hugh Douglas over here needs more time to think on it. Jay in Philly's up on WIP. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Jay.
Man? Hey, look, man. I love Brandon Graham coming back, but I'm like man. Like we got to see what he still has. And I'd imagine Hugh can talk to this. Your body's used to the contact, you know, at a certain point every year. Now he's so far gone from that point to just start, and we're going to try to get him snaps on Sunday as soon as he comes back. I don't like that part of it at all.
I tell you what, dog. He's going to be sore.
He's got 2 weeks till the Packer game. He might need those 2 weeks.
He's going to be sore Monday.
Yeah.
I bet, man, because his body was used to a certain schedule that now is thrown way off, you know. So I hope he, first of all, stays healthy. And when Nolan Smith comes back, cool. But Kyle, man, you are crazy. We need to upgrade that corner position.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I don't disagree.
Kyle's wearing his Kiwi Ringo jersey here today. The guy stinks.
His mom was at the game last night.
It sounded like you were saying it's more important than the edge. I mean, yeah, edge rusher was more important than corner.
Well, I guess I put it this way. If we go into the traded line, you tell me I can add one thing, impact edge rusher or an impact corner, I'm taking the edge rusher.
Corner.
It ain't going to be easy to find neither one of them on the stretch.
Of course.
So unless we have an edge rusher that is wrecking havoc, okay, anytime a quarterback gets some time in the playoffs, you trust in Kiwi Ringo and Adoree Jackson?
No.
No.
But, like, I don't trust the pass rush to get home anyway. Like,
but
either.
Vic can conjure up a pass rush. We saw this last year.
Okay, but then that hurts your coverage.
All right.
You're taking Jahad Campbell out of coverage.
If Jalen Carter plays the way he's supposed to play, this thing all works.
Well, I agree, but he's not. Like, we have to be faced with the reality of what we have here. By the way, Jahad Campbell has been, I think, the best coverage linebacker in the NFL so far this year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and we're taking them off. I know. I mean, we're moving. We're trying to fill the puzzle here. We're trying to figure it out, Jay.
So two people for me are a little more to blame than people are giving them blame for. Jalen Carter coming back, not in shape. Just the way, yo, Jalen Carter has come back like one of the dudes from Ballers that was on HBO. Like, he must have been living the life this summer, man, because he didn't come back in shape. He out there spitting on people. I need Jalen Carter to get back focused, man. So hopefully BG will help that for him. And Howie Roseman, like, we had money for Za'Darius to come here, for Brandon Graham to come back. We traded. We took on Bennett's contract from the Raiders. Why didn't we upgrade? Why didn't we do better in the offseason than if we could do this during the season? Now we running around trying to patch holes. You know, why we didn't fix the problem in the offseason.
Jay, I agree with you. And I think as the season goes on, now look, Jay, good phone call. If they keep winning or they start playing the way they did last year and they get close to a Super Bowl, we'll let it all go. But if it's choppy the whole season, eventually we're going to come back to a Howie Roseman conversation. I mean, let's be real about it. The offseason right now doesn't look like it was great, including they gave extra money to Saquon Barkley for no reason. I mean, none. When they had all these other players leaving the free agency, they just handed out extra money to a running back that was already under contract. They didn't have to do that. They chose to. All right, this morning, Nick Sirianni was on the morning show. Let's hear that conversation. Nick Sirianni with Joe and John right here on WIP.
Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's Nick, up, I got chastised by Chase Utley a couple years ago for being not 100% pro dog. Just not my thing, you know?
Not only is he not pro dog, he's not pro pet. Coach, he doesn't
or dog mentality apparently in that case, you know.
I'm pro dog. I got a dog.
Yes,
my guy, Nick.
Yes,
welcome to you know, normal being a normal person.
Most people are. By the way, Nick, I'm pro BG. I just want to put that out there to the world. So look, nothing's official, and I certainly understand the nature of you can't confirm something that hasn't been announced. But I'll just ask this question this way. If he were to rejoin the team, and it certainly sounds like he has tremendous interest to, if Brandon Graham were to rejoin the Eagles, if he makes that decision and you guys make that decision to welcome him back, what types of things do you think Brandon, if he joins the Eagles, would bring to the table?
Well, you know, there's certain sayings that you always remember. I always remember my dad saying, and one of them was, hey, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. And so we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Understood. Well, that makes a lot of sense. Let me ask you this, Nick. When Brandon was with the Eagles, what did he bring to the team?
Yeah, obviously, great leader, great player, infectious personality. You know, you've heard me say it before, sure. Every team needs a Brandon Graham. So just brought so much to the table. And you know, and he's, you know, you guys like him and love him,
yeah,
because of that same infectious personality, and we feel the same way.
Nick, congrats on the win the other day. Obviously, it was a good one. It was a tight, tough one, and you guys pulled it out. We had a poll on our show yesterday, and the poll question was, after that win in Minnesota, do you think the Eagles are back on track? And 52% of people said yes, and 48% of people said no, which was an interesting result. You guys are 5-2. Congrats on that record and that win. Do you feel like the team is on track?
I feel like the team is just trying to continue to get better. And that's where we are right now, is that, you know, we have things to clean up, coaching, playing, all, you know, fundamentally, and we're just on the course of trying to get better. And in every scenario, try to find ways to win the game. We've done it 5 times. We haven't done it twice. So try to find ways to win games and find ways to win better, and then block out everything else. Really, it's just, and just be hyper ultra focused on what we have to do. And then really, how do you get better? It's through the process. It's through the week of work. It's through blocking out noise. It's through blocking out any distractions that you have,
yeah,
and locking in solely on the job at hand.
Coach, was Jalen under center more against Minnesota because you wanted to break tendencies, or because Cam Jurgens was out and you had a backup center? Oh, and also, yeah, how likely is it that we could see Landon Dickerson move over to the center spot?
Yeah, good question to all those things. Obviously, you know, there are things that I know you guys respect that I can't, I don't kind of get into, just would hate to give any information to other teams or, you know, future opponents or any scheme situations. Hey, we did what we did in that game because that's what we thought that would help us win that football game. And, you know, and we had some time, as you guys know, to review some things on offense and that mini bye. I love our bye process. You know, we're constantly working to make it the best it possibly can be. And we had ourselves a mini bye. We were able to go through a little bit of that process, and you saw some of the answers that we came to off of it. And so, you know, it worked really well in that game. You know, obviously Jalen, I've never been around a quarterback that's had a perfect quarterback rating throughout an entire game, which was awesome. You know, he played awesome. And, you know, but with that, excuse me, with that, it's a team game, and it's Jalen's quarterback rating, right? It's Jalen's quarterback rating, but it's such a team stat. Like, we had some great catches. You know, Smitty made some really good catches. AJ made great catches. Like, you know, the one across the middle to Smitty where he kind of gets hit by Harrison Smith. You know, he has another one that's kind of low and away. Jalen has to put it low and away from a defender on a drop back. You know, he makes that catch. The protection all day was unbelievable. So that's such a... You know, that's such a team stat, but Jalen, played really, really well. You know, one of his best games one of his best games that he's played.
Perfection.
As an Eagle. And there's a lot of good games that he's played as an Eagle. So
what,
it was a fun game.
What can you do to open up the run game?
I think that when you're able to hit some things like we were able to hit this week, you know, naturally that will, you know, it's like when a team brings a pressure and they get hit on a pressure, right? There's always there's a seed of doubt that goes into their mind, right? Of, hey, can we do this again and put ourselves out there? And I think that's what defensive coordinators are going to have to think. You know, we've obviously been very good, you know, the zero pressure at the end of game. That had to be on their mind of how good we've handled zero all year. And you know what? At the end of the game, they bring zero. Yeah. We hit a big one. And that's going to continue. You know, all the coaches in this league watch all the tape. They're going to see that, and it's going to be in their mind. Well, it's the same thing with some of the run blitzes and some of the run things that teams are doing. That we hit some big plays off of, and that's like that in pass blitzes. If you can't fit up the run in pass blitzes, then the run gets out of there on a third down. So all those things have an effect on the future opponents and. Different things that you do.
Nick Sirianni with us here today. Day, of course, we've been talking a lot about Brandon. Looks like he's going to be rejoining the Eagles in a matter of minutes. Nick, he's obviously one of our favorites. N'Kobe Dean is another of our favorites. I mean, we just love him as a guy in addition to him, the player. To see him out there again, flying around, what did you think of his performance? And it must be special for you knowing the serious injury he went through to get him back.
Yeah, he's a great leader, tough, dependable, smart. I think that we all love players that are smart, dependable, and tough, right? That make plays. You know, those are guys in my experience end up reaching their God willing, end up reaching their ceiling because of those intangibles that they have. And so it's good to have him back out there. And you know, we've gotten a really good play from all our linebackers. You know, and it's really exciting to have Zach and Jihad and N'Kobe, you know, all getting time. You know, I know you guys asked me about that last week, obviously for competitive reasons. I kind of kept it. Maybe it wasn't you guys, but somebody asked me, last week, are they all going to play? And then they all played. You know, it's good having them, those guys rolling. And then, you know, the contributions we get from our team, our linebackers on special teams with Trot and, Smile and so it's really been a really solid room led by a great coach with Bobby King and you know but it is awesome to have N'Kobe back. Guys feed off his energy. He makes a play, He makes a play in I think the third quarter there where he kind of shoots a gap and he knocks the running back back And you just see the energy of the entire team of when he makes a play, because what he means to the entire team. And it's cool when you're able to see that and see that team, that togetherness, you know, show on tape after one of your teammates makes a big play.
So I was really impressed, Coach, with Quinyon Mitchell's performance considering his hamstring injury limitations. And I'm just looking at those, at him and Cooper DeJean across the way from him. Cooper DeJean, who was just a destroyer out there, like the soundest tackling cornerback I think I've ever seen.
Isn't he?
Do we have the toughest, I mean, like the toughest cornerbacks in the NFL? That matters so much more than people realize. And I think we have that right here. No one ever talks about that part.
Yeah, John, that's great insight by you. That's for sure. Like, because everyone, you know, these guys get, you know, receivers get paid to catch the football. No one talks about their blocking. Corners get paid to cover their other receivers. No one talks about their tackling. That's something actually that we just talked about in the team meeting yesterday. We always, you know, anytime after practice, anytime after a game, we're talking about tackling. Hey, you made this tackle, you missed this tackle. And I know we don't tackle live in practice, but you can see their approach. You can see how they go through it. And so, you know, what I've noticed and what I said yesterday is Quinyon, it was the play that Patrick Johnson got held on the edge and the ball ended up going back. Well, Q comes up and on this play and keeps the ball on his correct shoulder and kind of hamstring tackles the guy, lifts him up in the air. And that's like, man, you know what, Q, everyone's talking about your ability to cover. And we love that. And that's what we need you to do. But this does not go unnoticed of how you're tackling. And then it feels, you know, and Q's been having a bunch of those. And it feels like Coop has those every week where he's being physical in the run game. You know, he plays nickel. It's like another linebacker. So he plays so physical. He's different than all the nickels in the NFL. He's one of the top nickels in the NFL. And then he can go outside and play coverage on Justin Jefferson in a critical moment, you know.
And rip the ball from his hands in the end zone.
That's right. Now, hats off to Justin Jefferson, awesome receiver, really awesome.
Totally.
But yeah, Coop made a great play, and you know, those guys have a knack of making plays. I'm sure glad they're on our team.
Nick, I thought Makuba's tackle at like the 2 yard line might have been the best of the game. I mean, that looked like an almost surefire touchdown, and he chopped that guy right down.
Yeah. Our guys are making tackles. I think we counted us for having, you know, 4 missed tackles in the game. Now those led to some big plays, and you want to eliminate those. But you know, our goal is to. I won't get into exactly what our goal is there, but you're going to miss a tackle. You know, you're going to miss tackles in a game. But we hit our goal on where we wanted to be in that game, because that's such a huge one. You see all these plays across the NFL, and like, man, that play was really good. And so many of them are like, well, the guy missed the tackle and it went for a big one. So we made some good tackles. Our guys work really hard at that. We do a lot of work in practice with circuit work and working tackles, and our guys, like I said, bust their butt to get better at the fundamentals, because we know the fundamentals are the things that lead to the big plays and the big play stops.
Nick Sirianni with us right now, as he is every Tuesday on our program. So, Nick, let's look ahead to the next game and in many ways the prep for it. So, clearly the Giants are an improved team with some of these rookies. I mean, they're making an impact, and I know they fell apart last week, but they're better than they had been. They did candidly whoop up on your squad 2 weeks ago, and I'm curious, philosophically, when a team does that and celebrates the way the Giants did, I mean, there were some backflips and all that stuff. Do you use that with the guys in the locker room for extra motivation as you prepare them to face the Giants so soon after that game?
It's a division game, and I guess the answer is sometimes yes, sometimes no. Like, it's like a division game. If you can't get up for this, like, come on, let's go. It's another opportunity to play football in the NFL. And not everybody handles that the same way. Like, every person on your team is different and what motivates and all these different things. So I think the answer is, like, if this something like this motivates you, use it. If it's something like this doesn't motivate you and it just distracts you from your process, you know, don't. And so, you know, maybe there's a comment here and there that we'll use, but that's how I feel about it. Because not everybody, you know, I think, I mean, you know, not everyone's like, oh, man, they did this. We got to do this. And it's like, no, some guys have to focus on completely on the process to go out and kick somebody's butt. Some guys have to use motivation like that to go out there and kick somebody's butt. So everybody's a little bit different. So sometimes we use it, sometimes we don't. If it helps you, use it. If it distracts you,
oh, it helps me, Coach. I'll help you. Cam Scataboo looks like a troll, and I hate him. That's just I took care of it for you.
I'm not gonna
say that to the team.
I'm not going there.
I think we got a better shot of Nick commenting on Brandon than that.
A lot of respect for that team and what they've done.
Very much.
He's a good player. Nick, final thing. BJ, we'll talk to you about it more next week, but just know this. We're happy for you, all of you, for him, for the squad. And I think it's a great development, which you guys can confirm in time. But just know there's a lot of people really excited for you.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
All right,
thanks,
Nick. Coach. Stay well. Good luck in versus the Giants, Nick.
All right, now.
All right, there he is. Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni.
All right, there was Nick Sirianni on with the morning show today. Good spot. Obviously, you know, talking around the Graham thing as it wasn't official, but you could hear the excitement in Nick Sirianni's voice saying every team needs a Brandon Graham. Also liked at the end John Ritchie calling Cam Scataboo a troll and saying he hates him.
And I can see that.
He got a good laugh out of Sirianni. He was trying to hold back from laughing.
I mean,
about
it. Like it's funny, man, because the way he plays, you just know he probably, you know, he probably got a couple good years in.
Yeah, he's not long for the league.
Yeah, he plays hard, though. But yep. you like to see it. You definitely like to see it.
215-592-9494. Does the return of BG change anything for you? It does for me. It changes the equation for me and how I view this defense and what Howie can now do at the trade deadline. All right, we got a lot to get to. Next segment, we will talk through the latest A.J. Brown Instagram post. You're going to want to hear the caption on this one. And we got to get to Kiss the Baby here. 215-988-1258. Caller number one to 215-988-1258 gives you a chance to play and enters you for a prize at the end of the year as we try to create the perfect playoff field, eliminating a team week by week. That's next. 215-988-1258 to play Kiss the Baby on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. And let's talk about my friends over at FanDuel. It is NBA tip-off week. Season starts tonight. And FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is your home for live betting. So even if you miss the start of the game and want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has a live bet on everything from who will score next to the fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join. FanDuel is giving new customers $300 of bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to play today. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.